Wait, are you sure it landed on me? I mean, it was kind of in the middle. I'm not a chicken. I'm just making sure. Did we look at it really close? I mean, maybe we were just looking at it from the wrong angle. Okay, I'm going. Quit shoving me. I'm just saying that... Damn. It's really dark in here. Oh, shit. Fuck. No, it's fine. Sorry. I just didn't realize that someone was already in here. Well, yeah, I know how this works. I just didn't realize that someone else was already in here. Honestly, no. I kinda stopped paying attention because I was... Well, promise you won't tell anyone? Oh, yeah, I promise it's for a good reason. See, I was trying to rig the game with my friends so that one of our buddies would get the chance to make out with the person he's been crushing on for the past year. We saw a chance to set them up, so we decided to take it. We just used that trick where we put a magnet in the top of a bottle and put the other half behind him so the bottle would land on him. It did, yeah. We were all celebrating that it actually worked when they told me I was up. I hadn't even meant to join the game, but apparently they have a house rule of if you want to watch the game, you have to play the game. So I just joined the game thinking that I could help hook my friend up and then ditch afterwards. I didn't think I would get picked and actually have to play, but, well, here I am. I can't say that I regret it since I was helping a friend, but I honestly feel pretty bad that you got stuck with me. I mean, you were here expecting someone who was playing the game with the actual intention of, you know, playing the game. And instead you got me, someone who is so out of her element and has no idea what to do. Honestly, no. I don't usually go to parties like this. Especially if I don't know the person who's hosting. I know that people think that I go to parties all the time, but between practice, games, and trying to keep my grades up so I don't get kicked off the team. I love hanging out with my friends and going out with them, but parties like this are all actually kinda new for me. Not to mention that I don't like huge parties, so even if I do have time, there's usually something else I'd rather be doing. Nah, I went to a couple in my first year, but I just didn't really like the feel of it. Frat parties are like... I don't know. They feel different. House parties with your friends are fun. It's just everyone hanging out, and even if there's some people you don't know there, so what? Friends of my friends are my friends too, and all that. But frat parties have a different feel altogether, and it just sets me on edge. Which is probably why I've never really done anything like this. I've never been to a party where they did something like 7 minutes in heaven. I didn't think people actually played things like this at parties. Nope. Never. This is my first time playing. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm about to make out with a stranger in a dark closet. I mean, I can't even see you. How am I supposed to kiss you at all, let alone make sure you enjoy it? Let you take the lead? Okay, I can do that. That sounds good. Really good, actually. But, where are you? I know the closet is pretty small, but I can't really see you. Oh, you are right in front of me. It's fine. I just didn't expect to feel a hand on my shoulder all of a sudden, but it's good to know where you are. Yeah, I'm okay. Just still nervous. That sounds good. We'll just take it nice and slow, and you'll take the lead. I'll just do as you say, and you'll help me out if I need it. You know, you're really good at pep talks. Do you have to comfort nervous girls often, or is it a natural talent? Only sweet girls? Yeah, that makes sense. I don't think that... Hey, wait, don't call me sweet. God, if you start complimenting me like that, I'll start blushing. Because it's embarrassing, and it's really obvious when I do. Oh, come on. Don't say that. I am not cute when I blush. How would you even know? It's way too dark in here for you to see my face. Quit that. Saying that I sound cute counts as complimenting me. Well, thank you. I appreciate you holding off on the compliments. Nervousness and more nervousness make for a pretty bad combination. Though, now I'm worried about what you mean when you say you're going to try and get me more worked up later. I'll try to ignore it, but you've got me curious now. What do you have planned for me? But why tell me later when you can just tell me right now? Oh, right. We are about to make out. That's a pretty good reason to wait until later to do something else. At least, I think it sounds like a good idea. Kissing you sounds really nice. Yeah, I guess I am. It was pretty cool of you to help calm me down, and talking to you has been pretty fun, so I'm kinda looking forward to getting to kiss you. Sorry, is that weird to say? You think? Well, I'm not sure that I sounded cute, but... Hey, wait a minute, you said you would stop complimenting me. Quit the hut. What do you mean? I don't know how to make you shut up, and I don't want to tell you to shut up because that's rude and mean, and you don't deserve that. And honestly, I don't want you to because I really like talking with you. Oh, that. Yeah, that makes much more sense. You were talking about kissing. Yeah, no, I should have realized that. That one's on me. My bad. Listen, I'm real bad with subtext. You kinda need to be upfront with me. Yep. Yeah, that is clear enough. I completely understood that one. You want to kiss me. And since I want to kiss you, we should kiss. Like, right now. Yes, absolutely. I definitely still want you in charge. I want you to tell me what to do. Just whatever you want from me, I'll do it. I'm all yours. Nah, I don't mind at all. Just show me what you want me to do. Sure, you can, you know, just put my hands where you want them. Oh, that's your... You want me to hold your waist? Is this okay? Am I doing this right? Sorry, I'm trying to relax, but it's just so hard. What if I mess up? What if I ruin everything before we even kiss? I don't want to fuck it all up before I even have the chance. That was sudden. What was that for? Ah, you're right. Now I can't be worried about doing something wrong before you kiss me because you already kissed me. You're so smart. I did. Yeah. I liked it a lot. I'd honestly like to do it again. Can we? Please? Your hands are... No, I like it. Your hands feel nice. You can touch me more if you want. I wouldn't mind at all. If you want to, I mean... Can I pull you closer? Just a little bit? Thank you. Sorry, occupied. Damn it. Why do they keep trying to interrupt us? Don't they know that we're busy? Wait, really? Has it been that long already? I didn't even realize. So, I guess we have to leave now, huh? Shit, I was really enjoying spending time with you. Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. Fuck, I want to see you again, but I just can't tell you who I am. What if you know me? What if you don't like me? What if you can't stand me? But I really, really want to get to know you more and maybe even do more of this with you. But I don't know what I'd do if you figured out who I am and you hated my guts and told me that you regretted ever doing this with me. I mean, I'm glad that you think that, but you can't promise me that you won't hate me. As much as I'd like to believe that. I mean, I want you to know who I am because I want to be closer to you, but I can't. I'm too scared. What do you mean, an idea? I'm not sure there's any way to get around telling you who I am. That seems fairly important. Yeah, I know him. He's a pretty good friend of mine, actually, but what does he have to do with anything? His end of the semester house party? The one in a couple weeks? Yeah, I'm gonna be there. What about you? Cool. So we'll both be there, right? So, is that part of the plan? So, you're saying that if we're both at the party, you think you'll be able to guess who I am? Without knowing anything about me besides whatever I've said tonight? I mean, yeah, we've been making out, but I don't usually kiss random strangers. Do you really think that'll work? I'm not sure how cute I am will help you find me, but I'm gonna go with it since I know that if I try to argue, you'll just start complimenting me again, and I won't want to leave this room for the rest of the night. But if you really think it'll work, then I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm still pretty nervous about you finding out who I am, but I really want to see you again. I want to get to know you better, and I want to see if we can be more. So, yeah, I'll see you at the party, I guess. Give us a second. I really hope this plan works because It looks like our time is up, and I desperately want to see you again. Remember, you promised to get me all worked up earlier. You've got me excited to see what you have in mind. Please, come find me. I want you to. Of course, I understand. If you weren't feeling all right, then I'm glad you went home. Hey, quit worrying about me when you should be worrying about feeling better. I can always find another ride. It won't be hard. And worse comes to worse, I'm sure I could just crash here for the night. It's not like I'll be the only one. Yes, I'm sure. I'll be fine. Don't worry. I promise it'll all work out, and I'll see you tomorrow when we all go out for hangover breakfast. So long as you're feeling better by then. Sound good? Alright, I'll see you then. Take care of yourself for me. Well, shit. Everyone else is either passed out or headed home. Doubt they're still here, if they even were to start with. And here I was thinking that something was actually going to happen. That's what I get for getting my hopes up, huh? I should just give up and call it a night. At least I didn't drink too much, so I can still drive myself home and forget this ever happened. Oh, hey. Sorry, I didn't see you there. I didn't know anyone was still awake at this point. Must not have seen you then. I've been out here for the past couple hours, and I don't think I've been in the basement since the beginning of the night. Which is kind of weird, now that I think about it. I almost always end up hanging out with whoever's in the basement, since it's usually a bit more chill down there. You too, huh? Well, seems like I was missing out then. Up here, it was a bit of a nightmare. I can't even begin to explain half of what was happening, though. I think a lot of it was whatever drinking game they had going. All I know is that somewhere along the way, they clogged the sink with bottle caps and managed to break two of the kitchen chairs. Oh, no, everyone was fine. No one got hurt. At least, not from that. And I think that they bought a new set of chairs a couple weeks ago, since those ones were starting to fall apart, but I'll count it as a win. Oh yeah, it sounds like one of those disclaimers they put before movies. No drunk morons were harmed in this film. Or at this party, I guess. The same can't be said for the chairs, but at this point, I'm just glad I didn't have to drive anyone to the hospital. That would have made for a really shitty night. Yeah, I offered to be the driver if anyone needed one. Lucky for me, no one did. How about down there? Was the basement any more fun than up here? Well, it certainly sounds calmer, but boring. I can't say I thought boring would be used to describe a party like this. What all was going on down there? Really? That sounds like a lot of stuff. None of that interested you at all? Not even the historical documentary their roommate put on? Oh yeah? What were you looking for? I gotcha. Then, I guess it would be better to ask who you were looking for? You were hoping to meet someone here? Someone you've met before. Oh, is it someone you're with, or that you're, like, talking to? Someone you want to be talking to. I see. I'm gonna guess that you didn't find them. Shit, sorry. I didn't mean for that to sound so mean. I'm not trying to be rude to you, I promise. I just meant that, well, you aren't with anyone, and you came out here all alone, and you haven't left to go find her, so I just kind of assumed that you hadn't seen her, even though I really shouldn't be assuming things. I don't know you that well, and... Oh, thank God. I was so worried that I'd offended you. I have no idea how to phrase things in a way that's, like, socially acceptable. I mean, it's harmless until I go and hurt someone's feelings. I just asked you point blank with all the subtlety of a baseball bat to the face if the reason you haven't found the one that you're looking for is because they aren't here. I mean, even though they aren't, I could have found a better way to say that. So you did find her? She is here? That's awesome. Well, I don't mean to stick my nose where it doesn't belong, but if you found them, then why are you out here all alone? Well, yeah, not completely alone, but... If you already found her, then why are you hanging out here with me? It seems like you're pretty into her, so figured you'd wanna, you know, go make some moves on her. I mean, she's inside, right? You said she's still here, yeah? What do you mean? She not here anymore? Oh, so she's outside then. Wait, then where is she? We're the only ones out here. What do you mean? How can you already be with her if you and I are the only people here? Sure. I guess you can show me. I don't know what you mean, but go for it. Hold on. Wait. You're the person who... Holy shit! It's me! You were looking for me. I mean, it is me, right? I'm who you've been looking for? Thank God. Because you're exactly who I was looking for. Seriously, I was looking all over for you. I thought I talked to everyone that walked through the door. How the hell did I miss you? The back door? Oh. Oh, I should have realized that. Their back door is in the basement, isn't it? And their stairs are so hard to get up since this house is old as hell, so the only way to get up here without getting hurt would have been to walk around and come through the front door, which I'm gonna guess is what you were doing right now. Well, I'm glad you did. Better late than never, huh? And you were the one to think of coming up here anyway. I hadn't even considered seeing what was down there. I cannot tell you how happy I am that you're here. I was so worried that you didn't actually want to see me again and that you wouldn't come. Or that you did come and did find out who I was and realized that you didn't want to see me again after all. Of course I was worried. I've been thinking about this party every day since we met. Do you know how many times I thought about kissing you? Trick question. I didn't stop thinking about kissing you. It was all I could think about most days. How you felt, how warm you were, the way your lips tasted. It was the only thing in my head most of the time. Really. Every time I thought about you, about what we'd done together, I couldn't stop. I wanted more. I want more. I want you. Yeah, I really, really want you. I know we don't know each other all that well, but I had so much fun with you, and I want to spend more time together. The same as last? Oh, yes, I'd like that a lot. I mean, if you'd like to do that again, then I'd like to kiss you more. I mean, kiss you again, which technically is more, but I don't know if that's really an accurate way to say it, since... Oh... Can you do that again, please? It feels so good when you... Why does your mouth feel so good? It's so soft and warm and sweet, and I love it. Please, I want you to kiss me again. Please, please. Yeah, it's just as good as I remember. I think it's even better. Just feels so good. I needed you so bad. I can't believe I get to do this again. I am so happy you found me. I kept hoping you would find me, and you did. And now I get to be with you like this again. Wait a minute. I need to catch my breath. You've got me running out of air over here. Oh, thanks. Wow. Like, holy shit. I mean, like, you. Damn. Sorry. That made absolutely no sense, did it? I was just so excited that it was you and that I got to see you again, you know? Yeah? Well, I'm glad to hear that. Though, I'd appreciate it if you could at least pretend to be half as much of a mess as me. That's good. I'm glad to hear I have that kind of effect on you, too. Hey, I know it's pretty late, but since we're already here, do you want to hang out for a bit? We can spend some time just shooting the breeze and getting to know each other a little better. And maybe if I'm lucky, kissing somewhere? A lot more. Well, I can't say I don't like the sound of that. I think I'd really like a lot more kisses from you, actually. Just like I thought, I really liked that. Hey, so it may not be the most conventional thing ever, but would it be alright if this was our first date? I get so scared on first dates, but right now, here with you, I feel like it's the most perfect time and place for a first date. I mean, considering everything else about our relationship so far. So, how about it? Do you want to have our first date under the stars while we steal jello shots from the kitchen and watch that blow-up flamingo decoration in the neighbor's lawn deflate? Yeah? That sounds good? Perfect. Then how about you and I go grab a couple drinks and see what food's left over? And while we do that, you can tell me about yourself. If you want, we can even make a little game out of it. If you're up for some 20 questions. I hope it's not too weird to say this, but I think this is going to be the best first date ever. That's why he's not here. I just thought he got called into work tonight, but I guess he just can't stay out of trouble, can he? Babe, you're back. Ooh, and with drinks. Thank you. Come here, you gotta hear this. You're never gonna believe what Jesse did. You know how I thought that he just had work and couldn't come tonight? Well, I was way off. Alex, do you mind telling the story again? Come on, sit and stay a while. I can sit on your lap again. I would be more than happy to get closer to you. There we go. What took you so long? I was starting to miss you. Oh, they ordered more? That's probably for the best. Didn't seem like they ordered enough the first time around, and everyone was bound to get hungry again after we finished drinking. Yeah, I might go grab some here in a little while. I'm not too hungry yet. Hmm? Who'd you see? Really? They were just going at it in the living room? Like, just over the clothes, or... Oh, wow. Just full-on fucking, huh? Out there for everyone to see? Wait, what? You got turned on by that? By the idea of going at each other in public? And you... Fuck, you got off to it? Just now, in the bathroom? Holy shit. You made yourself come before you came back out here? Oh my god, you're really into that kind of thing, aren't you? I mean, yeah. You just told me that you got so turned on by the thought of fucking me in public that you had to touch yourself. That is so damn hot. I don't even know where to start. You're still horny, even though you already... Shit. When you say you're still sensitive, how sensitive are we talking? Oh my god. You're already... Fuck. Babe, shit, you can't just push up on me like that when we're out here. In front of all these people, someone's gonna see us. They aren't looking at us right now, but anyone could look over here at any second. We'll get caught. Come on. We can't do this right here. I know you can feel what you're doing to me. Yeah, I know. That's what makes it so hot. Why do you think I'm getting this turned on? Of course, I like it. You're in nothing but your swim trunks, and I am currently sitting on your lap with you, rubbing yourself up against me. It's a miracle I haven't started trying to get my hands all over you yet. Fuck, babe. Don't say that. Don't give me that kind of permission when we're still out here in front of everyone. I don't think I can resist if you tell me you want me to touch you. Because if I even put a finger on you right now, I know exactly where my hands will want to go. And that's nowhere they should be right now. You know what I mean. God, I just want to touch you so bad. I want to feel how turned on you are right now. I want to put my hand down your trunks and feel how much you want to fuck me. I already said that we can't do that here. I can't just pull your trunks off and let you fuck me senseless out in front of everyone at the party. Shit. Don't use your dirty talk on me right now. You know how much I like it. Of course I do. You know I love it when you use those kinds of words on me. God, please. Yes. I want you to fuck me until I can't think. I want you to make a mess of me. Please. Yes. I need to. I can't wait anymore. I need you right now. Fuck. We gotta get out of here. There's a guest bedroom in their basement, right? And no one was in there when you were grabbing drinks? Perfect. Hey, we're getting pretty tired, so we're gonna go crash in one of the bedrooms. You guys can text us if you need something. Fuck, where's the stairs? They're over here, right? Thank God, we're finally alone. God, I love when you kiss me like this. Reminds me of how we met. Wasn't exactly like this, but kissing in a locked room at a party feels familiar, doesn't it? Even though this time we're the ones who locked the door. God, yes. Please kiss my neck just like that. Fuck. I love it when you bite me. I want you to mark me up until I am just a mess. Make me a mess, babe. Please. Fuck. Yes. I love it when you take control and fuck me up like this. Please, babe, I want to rub against your leg while you bite and grab me. Please let me, babe. Let me grind against your thigh. So good. Fuck, you feel so good. I love your legs. I love how you let me ride them. It feels amazing. Can you touch my chest? Please. I want to feel you. I want to feel good. This feels so good. So fucking hot. Kiss me again. Why'd you stop? It felt so good. You want to fuck me? Right now? Yes. Oh my god, yes. Absolutely. Please, I want to make you feel good. I want to make you come. Fuck me however you want. Fuck. Babe. I love it when you push me on the bed like that. It makes me feel like I'm your toy. Just someone you can play with and tease however you want. Please, yes. I'm all yours to play with. Just tell me what you want me to do. Of course. Anything for you. I'll take them off. Like that? God, I love the way you look at me when I'm all naked and laid out for you. Your eyes feel so good when you stare at me like that. Like you want to wreck me in every single way you can think of. Are you going to take your... Oh, fuck. God, I love your body. You are so fucking hot. I want to feel you. Wait, what are you... Do you want me to sit on your lap again? Babe. Holy shit. Your cock is rubbing up against me. It feels so fucking good. I want you in me. I want to be wrapped around your hard fucking cock. Oh. They have lube. Lucky us. Looks like they stocked the rooms pretty well for this party, huh? That's okay. I don't want you to use a condom anyway. I'm sure. I want you to come inside me. Yes, really. If you want to. I'm prepared. Yes, you will get to cream pie me. But first, I'm gonna have to prepare myself for you. I'm gonna finger myself to make sure I'm ready. Stop talking so I can focus. Okay. You can suck on my fingers if it shuts you up. Open wide. Okay. Ready. Now let me get you ready. Slow down. Why? Don't you want to come? Because you want to fuck me? You want to come in me, just like I said? You want to make me feel good and fill me up until I'm satisfied? Good boy. Please. Yes. Oh my God. You feel so fucking good. Babe. I love you so fucking much. Kiss me. I need to feel your lips on mine again. Mm-hmm. baby. I'm gonna come. Come in me. I really, really like parties. Have I ever mentioned that? No? Huh. Well, I guess it's because I only like the ones where you are. Yeah. You're the life of the party. Or better yet, the life of my party. Wait, does it sound better if I call you the party of my life? Fair enough. I don't think there's any good way to phrase that. How about this? I won't use any weird nicknames, and I'll just tell you that I love you. And that my life is so much better with you. Does that sound better? Sounds good to me too. Now, do you want to sleep off the rest of this party with me? Because there is no way in hell I'm going back out there. Do you want to lay your head on my chest, or do you want me to lay my head on yours? Because there is not a chance in hell we're not cuddling. Good answer. Now let's go to bed so we can wake up and do it again in a few hours.